truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Decorative lenses or cosmetic contact lenses like this are
the
illegal.
Obama administration simply is filing suit, a political lawsuit, if you will.
30 days in jail on a reckless driving case.
This is kind of like unbearable. You can't even be in the streets unless you're in a modern fashion.
World famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this trip through the looking glass. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. Our website, philhendryshow.com. That's the right arm of this radio program where you can watch as well as listen to our show. A live video feed every night of our show, like right now, along with the audio. We have hours and hours and hours and years and years and years of the greatest radio archives in the history of the world. We have archived video, archived animated bits. We've got a news feed that only our BSP members can comment on. We have guaranteed email response. We've got other goodies in store for you as a Backstage Pass member. So check it out. It is the only place to get Phil Hendry Show material. PhilHendryShow.com. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Americans are increasingly obsessed with Facebook, and many young women check their page even before using the bathroom in the morning, according to a poll released today. 34% of the women aged 18 to 34 surveyed by Lightspeed Research for Oxygen Media said checking Facebook was the first thing they did in the morning, even before washing their face or brushing their teeth. Joining me right now on our newsmaker line from Western Estates, California, is the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association and parent-teacher organization, Bobby Dooley, and a Facebook user, a social media user. You are, Ms. Dooley, and welcome to our program.
Thank you very much, Bill.
And you have a Facebook account, I take it?
Yes, I have a Facebook account. Western Estates, our Homeowners Association, has a Facebook account as well as our parent-teacher organization, but my Facebook account is where I stay in touch with people who are interact with me socially as well as our family and my work at the school. I have a lot of different aspects to my life. Not only am I a mother and not only am I a wife, I'm also the head of our homeowners association. And to that extent, I do a lot of counseling people legally as well as on issues pertaining to our CC&I. And then I'm also a member of our PTO.
So you're involved in your children's school?
Yes.
How many kids do you have?
I have three sons.
Yeah, okay. And are they all still in grade school?
One is in high school, and I have two in middle school.
Okay. You saw this article here about Facebook and some young women don't even brush their teeth in the morning before they check their Facebook page. Some young women even, you know, are up in the middle of the night and they are checking texts. They're not sleeping. You know, they're living their Facebook life while the rest of their life, something that they might need, like a good night's sleep, goes by the wayside.
Well, I think there's an awful lot of social climbing on Facebook, Phil. There are a lot of young women and young men who want to reach a certain level. I don't know how much you know about Facebook.
We have a Facebook site for our show, but it's not something that we used to be involved in terms of the commenting, but we don't do that anymore.
Yeah, Facebook, Phil, for you and for others that may not use it the way that it is primarily used, I have, for instance, something on the order of 4,300 friends. I think we have 4,000, what is it, Steve?
4,321.
My husband said 4,321. Janice Greeley, who is on our board, she has under 4,000 friends. I think she's somewhere in the neighborhood of 2,900 friends. And then everyone that I'm familiar with here in our homeowners association has less than me. Really, to have more friends than I have, you have to be a celebrity.
So you have 4,000 friends,
How many friends do you have?
On our show page, I think we have, what is it, but 3,500?
Yeah, that 3,500 is actually pretty low for a celebrity.
Well, I guess. I don't know. I mean, we don't really actively use that page. We use it as a way of sending business to our website.
Well, I have. I'm a non-celebrity. I'm not really a actor or on the radio or anything. And I have over 4,300 friends. I probably have the most number of friends than any non-celebrity has. And that's because I do a lot of different things. I volunteer at a lot of our fashion shows. We work on our steering committee for the different fashion shows. I work at a variety of projects to improve the environment.
All right. So what you're saying is you're really well connected, and so to that extent, you meet people that you friend. Is that how it works?
Well, they ask me to be my friend. I don't really have to go out and look for friends because a lot of women do have to do that. And I think that's what informs the Facebook experience for so many women, makes it a very desperate experience. I think that it's a little desperate to be searching around to have friends when there are those of us who simply have a page and people want to be my friend. And I think that's really what's going on, Phil. There's a lot of desperation. There are a lot of women that wish they had people asking them, will you be my friend?
Now, I know that you get a thing that says a friend request.
Yes.
How many of those do you get a day?
I get 20, 25 a day. We're always getting friend requests.
My wife talked about how you have to do.
My husband wanted to mention to you that we're now looking at the people's profiles. We're trying to cut down the number of people that are asking to be friends on Facebook.
What do you look for when you're looking at someone's profile? Are you looking for it to be when they want to be friends with you?
If they're friend requesting me?
Yeah.
Well, I look to see what kind of pictures they have. If they don't have any pictures of themselves, but they only have pictures of animals, that is a pretty clear statement. They don't think very highly of their own personal physical state. And I'm not saying in terms of their looks. I'm not that shallow. I like to think I'm not. But I am saying that if you don't have pictures of yourself, but just your dog or your cat, you are probably not very attractive. So I look for that. I also look for the kinds of TV shows. If it's a lot of 60s stuff, if it's a lot of music, oh, they might post a video. Somebody posted a video the other day, you gotta love this one, and it was an old Neil Diamond song. Those people don't make the grade.
They don't make the cut.
Yeah, they don't make the cut, as he would say.
So there are different criteria for when you accept somebody as a friend. Now, if my understanding was, you don't get to see someone's profile information unless you accept them as a friend.
That is the case sometimes, Phil. Yeah.
So how do you know, unless you accept them as a friend, what their profile information is?
Well, in that instance, you do accept them as a friend, so you can look over their profile information. What city are they in? Are they local? Are they? How many children do they have? Are there a lot of pictures of them, just them, in different poses, wearing different hats? Very few women can pull that off. I have a lot of pictures on my Facebook page. I'm wearing, Steve, what did you call it?
It's the many faces of Bobby. I really like that.
The many faces of Bobby, my husband calls it. I'm wearing a big hat. I have on big sunglasses. I'm pursing my lips out. I have on lipstick. I can pull it off. There are very few women that can pull that off. And when you see one photo album after the next of women and only them.
All right. So what does that tell you, though?
Well, that's a little egotistical. And I am I'm the president of my homeowners association. I am the president of our PTO. I don't need someone else. I don't need another star in the room. you know.
Oh, so you're, do Bobby, do you, can I ask you, do you only pick as friends people who will, I guess, look to you, for example?
Well, most people who want to be my friend are looking to me, for example. Even women who have lots of pictures of themselves. But those women are a little oppressive. I also like to look and see, do they read, you know, they'll have quotations. Most people who put quotations on a Facebook page have never really read the book that came from. So I find that pretentious.
We're talking about Facebook here with Bobby Dooley of the Western States Homeowners Association and the parent-teacher organization out there. How many, you know, there's a poll out here that says that most women are obsessed. American women are increasingly obsessed, I should say, with Facebook. That 34% of women age 18 to 34 surveyed by this research group check Facebook before they do anything else. 39% of the social media users ranging in age from 18 to 54 describe themselves as Facebook addicts. And we're going to talk with Bobby a little bit more about this phenomenon. She says over 4,300 friends. She thinks that's the most any non-celebrity has, and that when she friends people, she does check over their profile to make sure that they are the kind of people that she wants to have on her list of friends. She does not friend anybody that doesn't have a picture of themselves.
A lot of people have a picture of a cat and stuff.
Yeah, if they have just animals. All right. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on The Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL. Talking to Bobby Dooley here about Facebook on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Bobby Dooley of the Western States Homeowners Association about Facebook. And we also will take your phone calls, too, at 877-876-PHIL. We have a lot of people listening, obviously, Bobby, who have Facebook accounts. What of the people that don't?
Well, I don't, you know, want to... I think people that don't have Facebook accounts are... just not really participant in what is going on in the country. I think there are people that have gone to Facebook and have tried to set up a Facebook account, and they don't know their way around. You were asking me, Phil, who are the people whose friend requests I will accept? I can tell you the friend requests that I won't accept.
Well, you mentioned that if they have, they don't have any pictures of themselves, right?
Yes, if they only have pictures of dogs and cats or bugs, obviously they don't have a. They're not people that they want anyone to see them. If you have a picture of yourself, but it's a very distant, far away picture, obviously you're trying to hide something there. So that's a red flag for me. That's a red flag for me. If I get a Facebook friend request from someone and I can't really make out what they look like, that's a very big red flag, and we do tell people who want to friend me, I need to see what you look like. The other thing we look for, answering the questions of, for instance, if you answer some of the questions like sex and you say all the time, that's not going to happen.
I mean these joking answers?
People try religious views, yes, that's not going to happen. I think that, you know, people who want to set up a Facebook account and they only have 7 or 8 friends and they friend request me and they think I'm going to be friend number 9, that's not going to happen.
All right, well, Bobby, what I'm trying to determine here, in other words, is you have an awful lot of restrictions and yet you have 4,300 friends on Facebook. So with all of these restrictions, how is it that you have all these friends?
Well,
that's kind of a selfish plan for an
I'll tell you.
What did he say? Selfish? No, Mr. Dooley, why does your wife have all these friends if you guys have all these restrictions?
Well,
I can answer that, Phil. We're very, Steve and I both are very contemporary. We know we dance. We enjoy contemporary music. I'm a volunteer at the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. I am familiar with modern music. In other words, I guess we are just very attracted. I don't really know how to answer your question. I've never thought of it.
You've never thought about the fact you've got these restrictions on how you, and yet you have 4,300 friends.
Well, yeah, we do. I do have a lot of friends because I think it's because people are drawn to
like a moth to the planet, you know, like a moth on a light bulb and everything like that.
Like a moth to a light bulb, you know, you're drawn to what is attractive. And I have pictures of myself. They're very clear and large pictures. You can see me. I don't have any faraway shots. I don't have any pictures of my pets. I have pictures of, I have lots of pictures of myself, but I'm proud of myself, and I'm not wearing ridiculous-looking clothing and making faces. And that is so key. The other question that I get from young women and from just women in general, how is someone going to have friends if you won't friend them? And I always write them back and I say, if you only have six friends and you're shooting for my friendship, you know.
Yeah, if you're going to the top.
If you're trying to climb the mountain too fast.
If you've only got six friends and they're trying to get your friendship on Facebook, that's too fast?
You're moving a little fast, yeah. Go out and get some friends. I'm not going to be friend number five or six.
Well, how many people do, how many friends does somebody have before you friend them?
Well, we look for 1,000, minimum of 1,000.
Yeah, about a minimum of 1,000.
A minimum of 1,000, yeah.
What exactly are you getting out of having a Facebook account, Bobby?
Well,
you're telling me that you have lots of friends, you have contact with the Homeowners Association, you have contact with the PTO, you post. What do you post? What do you put up there?
You mean in the status update?
Yeah.
Well, I put, you know, favorite videos of mine on YouTube. I comment about, you know, what I think about how the world is, and then people comment back. And I think it's because I'm, you know, it's just, I can't, Steve and I are very contemporary. And
people are just magnetically drawn to you is what you're basically saying, but you don't know why.
I really don't know why, Phil. All I can do is tell people, if you want to have a Facebook account and have a lot of friends, then you need to begin to look at some of the profiles of people. If, for instance, a man says he likes women and he's interested in women, but he's unemployed,
mm-hmm.
Well, he's a loser, and you're not really going to put him on your page. So I do that, and it's a lot of fun. And one of the things that I was hoping to do tonight, Phil, if there are women out there, and please forgive me for using this term, if there are women that are desperate, you started a Facebook page, you can't seem to attract friends.
If you're dead, you couldn't get a fly.
So. Well, Steve came up with a crude, if you were dead, you couldn't attract flies. But what I'm saying is if there are women out there with Facebook pages and no one really is interested, I can give you some advice on how to present yourself, how to present your education level, the comments you're making, the things you post.
All right. You'd like to do that with my listeners?
That was what I was thinking, because when I came on your program, I didn't really know how to explain why I have over, you know, 4,300 friends. But then I thought about it, and I do know. Or at least I think I can explain it.
All right, well, we'll try that, Bobby. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We also have Lindsay Lohan news to get to tonight. We'll come to a break here and get to your calls after the break with Bobby Dooley as she talks about her Facebook page and the fact that she has 4,000...
4,300, Phil, and the reason why I bring that up is because it is the most Of any non-celebrity.
Okay, 4,300, the most of any non-celebrity. And people can call, women can call.
Women, particularly women, yeah.
And if you're wanting to know how to make your Facebook page more popular and get more friends, Bobby can tell you. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. It's the Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Bobby Dooley with us, along with Steve Dooley, her husband, as we talk about Facebook. And the story today in the news, AFP, which says that American women are increasingly obsessed with Facebook. What about American men?
Well, American men, I think, are obsessed with Facebook as well, but women tend to spend more time on Facebook. And women tend to spend more time on Facebook because it empowers women. And it empowers women because it allows us equal footing with men. We can go toe-to-toe with a man. Men can't just be insulting without getting it back. There's an awful lot of very vulgar men on Facebook, but women on Facebook are able to deal with those men. We can fire right back at them if we need to. So that's what we teach with our Facebook. Just the advice I give about Facebook and how to set it up, how to make up a fake name, or not a fake name, but you want to do your real name, but a fake password.
Well, a password, you mean like a fake word?
Yeah, that's right, because they'll ask you for a password and a username, and then you register. And then you can put pictures up, and I generally have one photo album of myself. Then I have a photo album of where Steve and I have gone on vacation. And then I have photo albums.
Do you have any of your children?
I have some of my children, but not a lot, because I don't really need... That's not a part of my persona. A lot of women need to put pictures of their children up because it does two things. It shows that at one time they were attractive to a man and at least attractive enough for that man to want to be intimate with them and make, you know, a kid or a, you know, make a child.
Women put up pictures of children so that it shows that they, at one time, were attractive enough to have intimate sex with.
Yeah, a lot of women do, Phil. So that's why I don't put up pictures of my sons. I put up very few. Because I don't... And that's something that I would advise women against. When you put up pictures of your sons or your daughters or your children on Facebook, you are basically saying, I know that I don't look that great right now, but at one time, I was attractive enough to have sex with. And here's the result. You should at least have four photo albums, though. It should have you in the park, some action shots, going hiking, showing that you're active, that you get out of the house, that you actually have a life and you do have friends. And that's something else that I look for on Facebook, Phil. I look at the photo albums. If they're nothing but pictures of objects and the only people in them are just strangers, people who are crossing the street or unloading a truck, that tells me a lot about the person that wants to be my friend. If there are a lot of pictures of just them, that tells me that they don't really have a lot of friends. So if it's only three pictures and it's all of the same person, that's what I mean.
All right, our number 877-876-PHIL. We're talking here with Bobby and Steve Dooley, looking over this news article.
Phil, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Are there any women calling to...
Actually, there are not. There are no women calling for right now, but we'll keep pumping the phone number.
There are no women calling for what? There are no women...
There are no women calling up right now to get advice from you on how to set up their Facebook page.
Well, that tells me a lot.
Yeah, that's it.
I didn't anticipate that, but that really tells me a lot.
What does that tell you?
Well, I think they're being petty. I think there are a lot of women out there that are fumbling their way through Facebook, but rather than enhance the experience and talk to me or someone that knows something about it, they'd rather sit there at home and just pout.
Well, I don't know that that's the case, Ms. Dooley. I think that what you have here probably are a lot of people don't know Facebook.
Don't know. I beg your pardon?
Well, I mean, this is a talk radio audience. And there's a lot of talk radio audiences that they don't really interact in that world. You know, talk radio audiences sometimes are older.
Well, how old is your audience?
I who knows? This time of night right now, on this particular night, maybe they only got like people that are 900 years old. I don't know. But the fact is, we did put our number out there, asked women to call if they needed advice on how to set up their Facebook page, and no one has called.
Well, who doesn't know Facebook? I mean, if you're not on Facebook, it's almost as if you're not even an American, you know?
Well, there's people obviously don't need your advice.
You know, maybe Van Doren asked to be my friend. My page is that popular.
Mamie Van Doren. Now, that's the lady who was...
Phil, don't play it stupid.
I'm not... Excuse me? Mamie Van Doren is who?
Mamie Van Doren was a 1950s movie star, and she asked to be my friend. I didn't ask her. She asked me.
Okay. I'm just telling you that there's nobody out there who's interested in your advice on how to set up a Facebook page.
Well, Mr. Henry, how do we prove that that's true?
Yeah, my husband wants to know, how do we know you're telling the truth?
Ms. Dooley, I got no reason to lie. I would put somebody on the air right now to talk to you.
Well, I think you're doing it on purpose. I think you're doing it to embarrass me. I know I have a lot of Facebook friends.
Honest to God, I'm not doing this to embarrass you. I haven't got one call from... I had a couple of people saying that they thought you were bragging. Not one call from anybody that needs advice.
Well, I don't believe it.
Ms. Dooley, you've been on my show before. You know you've taken phone calls.
This is the first time I've ever been on your program, and I have not had a phone call. I'm here to tell women how they can do a Facebook page and do it good.
Yeah, and Mamie Van Doren.
So that Mamie Van Doren and people like that. I've had friend requests, Phil. Beverly Bremer. Do you know who Beverly Bremer is?
Beverly Bremer is a singer?
Yes. She sang the song, Don't Say You Don't Remember, I'll Never Love You. You know that one, Steve?
Well, that was before my time.
It was about a woman that slept with a man, and then he sees her a week later and tries to avoid her. And it's a lovely song.
Oh, that sounds really romantic.
I beg your pardon?
Are you telling me that... I know who Beverly Bremer is.
She asked to be my friend, and she did the song, Don't Say You Don't Remember, I'll Never...
Let's do it. Get Margaret Gray on.
I don't understand. I don't know the song. I can't tell you why people aren't calling to get advice on how to set up a Facebook page, but they're not, and I'll have Bud call Margaret Gray. Is that what you want?
I want Margaret Gray on if she can...
Okay, do we have her... Margaret?
Yes, Phil, I heard what Bobby was saying. Hello, dear, how are you? I'm good. Do you know the song? I do know the song. It's Phil, you know the song. Beverly Bremer was a 1968 phenom. She had been in the cast of Hair, Phil. Hair. You know Hair?
Yeah, the musical.
Yes. And Beverly Bremer had been in the New York cast. Well, she broke out. Okay, that's where I know her. Yes. She broke out, and she did a song called We Sat at the Corner of the Table. And something about carving our initials into a tree, I forget. But Bobby's right. Don't say you don't remember. I'll never love anyone else. If you say you don't remember...
Okay, thank you.
Well, you know how it goes.
No, I don't know how it goes. All right. Well, best of luck at getting more friends on your Facebook page.
Boy, you know, you really stiffed this hour, Phil. I'm not putting this on myself.
No, I'm sorry. You're the one that came on as a guest, and nobody wants to talk to you.
Women cannot accept that they don't know everything, and that's okay to reach out for me for advice. Unless you're keeping calls off the air.
No, I'm not.
Well, then you stuffed this hour.
You stiffed it.
I didn't stiff anything. You guys stiffed it. You came on here, and you wanted to talk about Facebook. And you wanted to have women call in and get advice, right?
Yes.
No calls.
Have you laid an egg, Mr. Henry? I will.
I refuse to believe that I laid the egg. You did.
Okay, fine, great. Thank you very much.
Are you hanging up?
Yes, I'm hanging up. Goodbye.
You leave me with no choice. I've got egg dripping up. Steve, I need to towel my face off.
Did you hang up on him?
Yeah, I don't think I cut the last part.
That is, you know, I mean, let me tell you what. It happens. 877-8, don't say you don't remember. I don't remember. 877-876-PHIL, coming up. 15 signs you're likely to get divorced. This is the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. Phil Hendry Show.
All right, let's move on to something more pleasant than Facebook profiles.
Facebook is a place where people have mental problem, because when I'm, you know, my girlfriend, she talked to a guy on there, and he thought she was beautiful and everything. He's like stalking her and stuff.
Yeah, they do. People will stalk you there.
Well, I know. I know people will stalk you there, yeah. You're preaching to the choir here, man. Facebook, to me, while it's fun, is a very creepy environment, because there's a lot of losers that hang around there, you know, and weird asses. I don't know. It can be very, very weird. All right. 15 more. What do you mean? Your girlfriend got stalked there?
Yeah, she got stalked by some guy, and he was telling her she had a nice butt and everything. And
what do you mean he was telling her she had a nice butt? Did she block him?
Yeah, she eventually did.
How long did it take?
About 6 months.
And you get out of here, man. Who was it?
Well, I mean, she knew the guy, but...
Was it you?
No, it wasn't me.
Well, then what do you mean that a guy was stalking her?
Well, probably her ex-boyfriend.
Was it her ex-boyfriend?
Maybe.
15 more signs you'll get divorced. If you're a woman who got married before the age of 18, your marriage faces a 48% likelihood of divorce within 10 years. You know, we did these signs you'll get divorced a while back, and they were so popular. Not, I can't say that they were. But they were signs, the signs of divorce. I don't know. It's a logical thing, if you think about it. If you're a woman, I don't know about this, if you're a woman who got married before the age of 18, your marriage faces a 48% likelihood of divorce within 10 years. What makes it more likely for a woman than a man? We did have a statistic that said the younger you get married, whether you are a man or a woman, the more likely it is you're going to get a divorce. And that doesn't take, I don't think it takes too much gray matter to figure out. You're young, you don't really know what it's about, you think you're going to live on love and nothing else. Age matters. Study after study shows that the younger the married couple, the riskier the bond. The risk drops to 40% for women who married at age 18 or 19. It drops further to 29% for women who married at age 20 or 24, or 22, 24, and it drops even further to 24% for women who marry at age 25 or older. So that makes sense. If you're going to get married, man, get married later in life. You know, party a little bit, man. Have a couple of laughs, for crying out loud.
You're always talking about that. What if a man just want to have a little baby? You want to get out there and have a family?
What do you mean you want to have a... Why are you in such a rush, man, to go out and have a family?
Because you want to have a family, because that's the way it is.
I think you're in a rush to go out and have a family because you didn't have a family growing up, and you want to have a family, and you want to make it the family you want to make it, and you don't necessarily want to pay attention to anybody in your family. You just want them to all be these little set pieces in your family.
What are you talking about, man? I wanted to have a
How old are you, Robert?
25.
Are you married?
No.
Well, then what are you talking about, man? You're now closer to getting married today than you were when you were 18.
Yeah, I know. I mean, if I had it together, I would. But I don't have it together. I'm a mess. So,
well, that's true. If I had it together. What about you, bud?
I don't care about being married. You crazy or something? I got me a good-looking woman and everything, and sure, I'll get married someday, but not any day I can think about right now.
Number two. Wait a minute. Oh, yeah. If you're a woman who wants a child, either a first child or an additional child, much more strongly than your spouse does, your marriage is more than twice as likely to end in divorce as the marriage of couples who agree on how much they do or don't want a child. That's kind of the Hollywood model, isn't it?
Yeah, I see a lot of movies like that.
There are a lot of movies where the woman wants a baby, the guy wants a baby, they don't equally want the baby. That must mean, there's a lot of bad reasons for having a baby. Just people have babies the way they put an addition on the house, you know. Oh, well, geez, well, should we have a baby or should we put on a new wing? You know, it's the same distracting piece of business. So you don't have to get around to what the hell is hanging you up. And I got to tell you something. Sometimes we can make things like a federal case. If you're not getting along, maybe it just means you need to get the hell away from each other for a while. It doesn't necessarily mean you don't love each other, and it doesn't mean that your marriage is falling apart. It doesn't mean anything other than, you know, people need to have their own thing to do.
Yeah, but you always talk about that. What if your thing is to go climb on a Himalaya, and she her thing is to, well, I mean, what if your thing...
Let me just read this, okay? One of the patterns we consistently see is that women tend to be more disconnected in relationships than men are, says Stephanie Kuntz, Director of Research and Public Education.
How you spelling that?
What?
Kuntz.
Don't worry about it. And women are the ones who tend to initiate separations and divorces. Here's one reason why. What's love got to do with it? Homogamy and dyadic approaches to understand. Here's one reason why. I don't understand this, man. But they're basically saying here that women are the ones that will initiate a separation because they don't feel as connected as they want to feel in a relationship. The guy is not, you know.
Oh, here we go again, man. A guy not coming to the table.
Number three, if you have two sons, you face a 36% likelihood of divorce. But if you have two, this is, again, not a very well-written article because they're asking me to, you know, read data that isn't even here. If you have two sons, you face a 36.9% likelihood of divorce. But if you have two daughters, the likelihood rises to 43%. Now, why is that?
Because if you have daughters, they turn in a B-I-T... Okay, what word am I going for?
Hey, bud, this ain't your show. It's mine. What word am I going for? You're saying that the daughters get weird when they're teenagers.
Yeah, you were talking about that.
Yeah, they do. But that doesn't necessarily have to affect your marriage. These findings by Columbia University economist Kristen Mammon echo other studies linking the births of girls with elevated divorce rates. A bright spot in Mammon's research, however, was... is that after parents divorce, child support payments show no gender disparity. Girls receive no less child support than boys. Whatever, man. This is a terrible article. I'm so sorry I'm reading this to you guys. First of all, child support payments have nothing to do with the gender of the kid. Secondly, the amount of child support that any kid receives in reality is basically connected to whether the father's a deadbeat or not. 15 signs. I can't even continue reading this garbage. All right. What else we got going on here? As you know, our website, philhenryshow.com, we have merchandise coming your way. That's right. We're going to be loading up our website with merchandise. The first thing that we want to do is we want to collect all of our great Best Of CDs from years past. Now, we're talking about a Best Of CD from as far back as 95, even 94, some of our Miami stuff. And begin to make that available to you on our website. And we're going to do that this summer. So part of the expanding of our archives to draw you back to our website is to also offer you some of that merchandise. Now, we have loaded in December of 2001. We're going to finish out 2002. And then we are going to begin to make all of our material downloadable on the website. So it's all over there at philhenryshow.com, philhenryshow.com. And that's where you go, man, to get all of our archival material, as well as the material that we as well as the material that we have here for you each and every day. We make available a download of the show so you can listen to the show the next day, and we also have available to you our video cast. 877-876-PHIL is the number here in the Phil Henry Show. We got a lot of news coming up next hour. Amid a lack of jobs, the suicide hotline calls are surging. Arrest made in the L.A. Grim Sleeper serial killing case, and a fan falls from the upper deck during a game between the Cleveland Indians and the Texas Rangers. Now, that is not unusual. That happens at least once a year. Some drunk, and I don't know what, and I won't even hazard a guess, but some drunk falls between decks at a ballpark. Crucial independent voters abandoning Obama, now under 40%, Obama's lowest ever. We're going to take a look at, you know, Obama and how he has butchered, I mean butchered, because he hasn't made very definite moves. He's butchered the goodwill of the American people. We'll be back. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.